Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for June 10th, 2020. This is our snapshot of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So first up, in early 2019, Google introduced a powerful new accessibility tool for Android devices with Sound Amplifier. Now, over a year later, Google is finally giving Android users the ability to use Sound Amplifier with a pair of Bluetooth headphones. Previously, Sound Amplifier was restricted only to headphones connected over a wire, whether that be via the 3.5mm headphone jack or a USB-C port. Obviously, that is a bit restrictive for the service for a few reasons. First and foremost, phone manufacturers have been waging war against the traditional headphone jack. That's made wired headphones a little bit more tedious for many users. Wired headphones may also lack the potential battery issues of Bluetooth options, but when using Sound Amplifier, Bluetooth headphones or earbuds open up some possibilities. For example, a discrete pair of wireless earbuds could enable users to leave Sound Amplifier running in more situations throughout the day. Plus, wireless earbuds would allow users without a headphone jack to use this app and charge their phones at the very same time. Google even points out a useful scenario for wireless headphones. The company offers a tip within the app itself and on a support page for users to place their phone near a TV or speaker and use the headphones to listen to the audio from a distance. This might be useful even for users who don't have hearing issues, though the functionality could be easily abused too. All in all, this is a great change and one that's really been overdue. Sound Amplifier supports Bluetooth headphones with app versions 3.03 or higher. That update is widely available on the Google Play Store following a quiet announcement of this feature alongside Action Blocks. The Google Pixel 4 was far from a success according to some recent reports, but that didn't take away from Google's momentum when growing the Pixel lineup. Today, IDC reveals that the Google Pixel line has had its best performance ever in 2019, shipping 7.2 million units in total. In a report last month, Google's Pixel 4 was revealed to have only managed to sell around 2 million units over the course of 6 months, with part of those sales being in 2020. So how did the Google Pixel lineup still manage to sell 7.2 million devices in 2019? Well, we'd assume that the majority of that number comes from the Pixel 3a, the $399 mid-ranger that received high praise upon release. Google pointed to that device selling well earlier in the year with an earnings call. A report in 2019 also revealed that the Pixel 3a had doubled sales in one quarter. 7.2 million units shipped is still a tiny number in the grand scheme of things. That number, though, was apparently enough to surpass OnePlus, but it didn't put Google anywhere near the top 10 smartphone sellers on the planet. OnePlus reportedly shipped around 2 million smartphones in India alone in 2019, but global numbers aren't quite detailed. Oppo is fifth place smartphone maker in the world and ships over 114 million units per year. Clearly, Google still has a lot of work to do. IDC also mentions that Google saw specifically strong performance in Western Europe, Japan and the United States too. Gaining ground in the US was probably at least partially thanks to Google expanding its carrier partnerships. Samsung's various smartwatches are some of the best choices for Android users, but they come with a caveat that you have to install several apps to get them up and running on non-Samsung devices. That includes the individual install of Samsung Pay on your phone, but now Samsung is breaking Google's terms of service by attempting to sideload the Samsung Pay APK from the Samsung Wearables app. The action was first pointed out by Max Weinbach on Twitter. When trying to set up Samsung Pay on a Google Watch from a non-Samsung smartphone, in his case a OnePlus 8 Pro, Weinbach was able to show that the Samsung Wearable app receives an APK from Samsung Pay and prompts the user to sideload it. He says that the APK is directly being pulled from an external server. Previously, the Samsung Wearable app directed users to set up Samsung Pay by pushing them to the Google Play Store to get the necessary plugin app. Now that Samsung is distributing the plugins as an APK, it's clearly breaking Google's guidelines. Google explains these in the Google Play Developer Distribution Agreement, and typically Google will remove applications from the Play Store that break this specific rule. But the Samsung Wearable app is still currently live at the moment. Technically, that should change soon though, as this is a flagrant rule break. The Galaxy Wearable app can be downloaded directly from the Google Play Store or Samsung's own Galaxy Store. So you would imagine that this change was destined for the Galaxy Store and simply was made in the Play Store version by mistake. However, you'll be wrong to think that, as this isn't actually the case, as when installed from the Galaxy Store, the wearable app uses the store's API to install the app without user interaction. Of course, we'll have to see if Samsung does get reprimanded by Google for this mistake, but until then, you can download the application freely across both of those app stores. And finally, HTC might be in dire straits, but the Taiwanese firm is planning on launching a brand new Desire 20 series smartphone on June 16th. Of course, it's very rare that we even talk about HTC, and as we already know, the firm has essentially given up on flagship smartphones. The last HTC-branded device with what we would consider flagship internals was in fact the HTC Exodus 1, which was released way back in 2018, which feels like a decade ago given the current state of 2020. There have been a number of cheaper HTC devices released in the interim though, but none have really lit up the marketplace or gained much traction. Despite taking a beating from critics and fans alike for some time, the HTC Desire 20 is set to be unveiled on June 16th after being confirmed over on the HTC Taiwan Instagram account. We actually don't know a great deal about what the device might bring to the table, but the image shared over on Instagram does show an upper left punch hole notch on the display, while the shadowy camera module looks to house at least three lenses, with a potential fourth hidden from view. At this point though, we're simply speculating based upon the HTC Desire 20 announcement image, but even if this is a budget smartphone, none of these inclusions would be out of the realm of possibility. Rumoured specifications of the HTC Desire 20 include the Qualcomm Snapdragon 665 chipset, 6GB of RAM, a Full HD Plus display and Android 10 out of the box. Those specifications would put this upcoming smartphone slap bang in the middle of the mid-range, although it's a heavily competitive space that is arguably harder to break into than the flagship market as of late. Will we see the HTC Desire 20 hit global markets though? At this stage, we're not sure, but it would be interesting to see just how fans and detractors react when it does eventually go on sale. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.